The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Hello, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug. Kara Schilling is here. Ridge McFadden is here. We're here. The world is an exciting place, and there are tons of things going on. I was on an American Airlines flight last night from Boston to Los Angeles, and I was told, get to the airport early. There are huge delays, and it'll be terrible. You'll miss your flight. Well, apparently, a number of people in American Airlines situations around the country have missed their flight. This is spring break. All the flights are full. I mean, that seems to be the way it is most of the time anyway. So the customers who are waiting in line for TSA checks, it's a scam. It's theater. So the TSA says, oh, we're struggling to be as good as we can be. I watched. There was some guy glowering over the person checking my license and the ticket. I went in. I'm in the TSA pre-select line. So there are people that are moving faster, generally speaking, there. But there's still some guy who's just standing there with his arms crossed. There's a theater. He's looking really rough, and he's giving everybody the eyeball to see if he can find somebody who's a bad dude, who's a terrorist. They're going to get him. So he just stands there, doing nothing, standing there, and looking over this other guy's shoulder, which obviously was slowing him down because he felt uncomfortable in the circumstance. Maybe it's a good thing to have some kind of supervision, but the overall rating of the TSA is miserable anyway. 6,800 American Airlines passengers this week have missed flights because of the TSA checks. An American said yesterday the company fears that it could get worse, and they say it's unacceptable. Make the changes now so that you can get the passengers in and go through. What goes on in these checks anyway? The guy who's you put your bags on a tray, and then you push the tray down into the X-ray machine, and it comes out the other side, and they stop it, and they look at it. There's a couple like, hey, Joe, come on over here, look at this. So Joe and Fred both look at the screen to see what your underwear looks like or whatever other foolish stuff. Yeah, every time I put my through, because I bring some radio equipment with me just in case, most of the time that I travel, so I say to the guy at the X-ray machine when I'm looking at his face and he's trying to figure out what's there. I said to him yesterday, I said, okay, it's radio equipment. And he looks at me and says, you mean like microphones and stuff? And I said, yeah, because they think anything long and thin like that may present some sort of danger because they haven't been very well schooled. So he says, okay, man. And he sends it on. Now, I could have told him anything. But I always tell them the same thing, and most of these guys are used to seeing me because I'm in and out of that airport a lot. They see and I say the same thing, so they remember, oh yeah, I remember that guy. He's got radio equipment in his bag. But I could have anything, like I could have a pipe bomb in there, although I think that the equipment is sensitive enough to tell whether it's that material or whether it's a microphone. But it's that kind of stuff. So the worst problems are in Seattle and Atlanta, apparently, and the airport authorities in Seattle and Atlanta are talking about replacing the TSA with private security. Now, this has been going on for a long time, the discussion of whether or not to replace the TSA with private security. But you all know, the people outside, when you're getting into the line and there's somebody there, it always is usually somebody who's not a native-born American. Am I being nice about that? Does that sound crass of this. And I'm not trying to be offensive. That's what it is. Somebody who's not able to speak English very well. They're usually visiting and talking to somebody else. So you show them your ticket to see whatever line you're supposed to be in, and then they grunt and send you, and then they're back to their conversation with their pal who's there. What kind of security is that? What's the point? It's ridiculous. And yet you're being charged. Look at the ticket price. It includes $5.35 for this kind of security. Huh? And you know, the TSA says, well, we've got to increase our checks because of Brussels and what happened in Paris and what happened
You get the part about the people not speaking English well, though.
How do you mean?
I never run across anybody at the TSA who can't speak to me in English.
Yeah, well, this is outside. Before you go in to get checked by the TSA, I'm talking about the red coat who's standing out there looking at your ticket to see which line you're supposed to be in.
There I will agree with you, yes.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I don't know that they've ever spoken in English, but it's certainly a different level of agent sitting there than inside the one that checks your passport.
Well, those are the private security. I'm making the point that the private security people who have been trying to sell the government on replacing the TSA because they're so expensive. Do you realize not only do we spend $6 billion, and the budget was cut at some point last year, but about $6 billion is spent a year for this theater. But what's happened, not only is it the day-to-day operation, but now they've run into serious overtime problems because they've hired a lot of incompetent people. They've had to fire them, and they don't have enough people, so they say. So they're running overtime into the hundreds of thousands of dollars in each one of these airports. That's management 000. And then the other thing is that they have this huge retirement plan for these people as government employees, and they're all talking. Listen to them. I mean, I listen to them as I'm standing in line. They're not talking about protection. They're talking about what their hours are, what time they get off today, how much they made last week, and what about the supervisor? He lost all his hair. You know, that kind of stuff. It is just craziness. So
I had to pay more attention. I don't hear any of this.
Oh, man. This is like the circus. It is. It's a circus. And the people at American say, you know what? We've had enough of this. Stop it. Do something about it. Because they have to funnel the money through their ticket prices to pay for some of this stuff, even though taxpayer dollars is also involved. But why? Not only is it a problem for them in this term, but the logistics of having to reroute 6,800 people on other airplanes during a spring break week when every plane is pretty much full, you can imagine what kind of a nightmare that is. So, anyway, I just think that it's time that people get serious. This ought to be a discussion topic for the election, frankly, this kind of stuff. You know how I love to go off on these sorts of things. All right, so let me put you in a better mood or a better place. Story from New Jersey today.
Yeah.
New Jersey homeowner jumped into action this week. Two burglars entered her home. The video posted by the New Jersey State Police yesterday, which is kind of cool, it's all over the place on social media, Richie. You can see the dogs in her house barking just before these two guys smashed open the front door and started to ransack her house. But because she has a video system, she has a home surveillance system, and it keys into her computer at her office. She's watching these guys, and you can see the video. I'm watching the video right now. And so as soon as she saw those guys, you can see them running out the door because she's able to talk to them. There's a speaker in the house.
Yeah.
The dogs are on the chair. I'm watching this video right now. You can probably find it, too.
That's awesome.
And the dogs are on the chair. They bark at these guys, but they didn't bite them. They get in, start to rip everything up, and she speaks to them on the speakers in the house, get out of my house. And you can see them turning around, looking to see, who's talking to me? And they run out the front door. And they got away.
Just talking. What was it?
They got her jewelry and a lot of stuff.
So they did get something.
They did get something, yeah.
And you can be sure, unless they were wearing masks, they have video and pictures of these guys.
Yeah.
We were with some friends Saturday night, and we were talking about somebody was able to watch a real estate agent going through their medicine cabinets,
really?
Stealing opioid drugs.
Yeah.
And apparently it turned out not to be a real estate agent. They were somebody who worked in the office of the real estate agent, pretending to be an agent,
really?
And would go to the houses with lock boxes on them and steal their opioid drugs. And how they found them was this exact same way, the video home security system.
Yeah. Well, it's I don't have it. I don't care. I don't even lock the door because you've got to get in. I got no jewelry. I got old television sets.
Yeah, what are
I got old computers. What are you going to get from me?
Right.
Yeah.
The nicest thing you have in your house is your house.
Exactly. My house is great. Great new house. I have my MyPillow, though, Richie, in my house.
Love the MyPillow.
MyPillow.
This thing is the biggest thing to hit the market. And
everybody's talking about these
things.
Everybody is hearing people talk about MyPillow and how it's fit directly to you, whether you sleep on your back, your side. If you're big or small, it doesn't make any difference. It's the perfect fit. I actually have one here in California as well as in Massachusetts. So I wrapped myself around the MyPillow and went. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night, but it was good sleep. You will not have a MyPillow go flat on you. It doesn't get hot on you. It has a patented fill in the pillow that helps you sleep like a baby. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have bags under your eyes, if your eyes are puffy every morning when you wake up, you have lines around your eyes, you just don't like the way you look, then call this number now. 800-543-9262 and order Genucel. Genucel is the product from Plant Stem Cell Technology that will treat your eyes and around your eyes to a feast of loveliness. Yes, 800-543-9262. Get you the look that you want almost overnight. The puffiness around your eyes will be gone. The crow's feet, small lines, will disappear when you call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel. You'll be like lots of listeners who send me email to say, thank you, I didn't know this would really work. Of course it works. That's why I'm telling you to call 800-543-9262 and get rid of those bags and the puffiness around your eyes.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
We hear lots of debate about government picking winners and losers, but most Americans don't realize how extensive taxpayer-funded subsidies really are. A look through the lens of liberty reminds us that the first principle of American democracy is that all men are created equal, and all are entitled to equal treatment under the law. So why should taxpayers provide billions in subsidies to giant corporations like General Motors, Google, Goldman Sachs, Dow Chemical, Disney, even retailers like Walmart, Abercrombie & Fitch, and Bed Bath & Beyond? Subsidies are intended to help particular industries and encourage particular behavior, but they can only encourage one by discouraging others. And they threaten not only our economy, but the essential foundations of freedom.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
In that neighborhood, it was almost impossible to get what we could afford. So I had set up alerts on Zillow to say, if anything in this area ever comes below a certain price point, it just popped up one day, and I was like, oh, God, we have to go see it. It's a really wonderful neighborhood. And then to add on to that how wonderful the house is so cool.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right, gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Enough of Adele. For whatever reason, I was in a supermarket last night, and I actually stood still. I was in to get some flowers, and I stood in the out of the line for a minute to listen, not to this song, but to another Adele song. It's funny how she has affected me, and I guess millions and millions of other people.
Yeah, this is a great song.
Great, great song. Bill Murray is officially one of Adele's big fans. They're called daydreamers, I guess, Victoria. Is that right?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He says that he has become a fan. He listens to her music when he drives his sons to school. The first time I listened to her, I had Adele on, and I looked in the rearview mirror, and all of my sons were in the back singing. And I'm thinking, what the heck touched these guys? So I started singing it myself after I dropped them off at school. This is great stuff. And she has what appears to be a sparkling, bright, brilliant personality.
Oh, she does.
I think I get that from the stunt that she did with Ellen and that car karaoke thing that she did with James, what's his face?
Gordon. That's just fantastic. And then when she dressed up as an Adele impersonator.
Yeah, that was great too. Yeah.
That was even better.
Perfect. All right, also in the musical news today, Gwen Stefani. Now, I have to confess, Jennifer would probably be taking me to task for this, and Victoria, you can do that if you'd like. I was not much of a Gwen Stefani fan, even though she's very popular with a broad spectrum. She doesn't have a narrow audience base. She has a very broad spectrum of fans.
She's done a lot of different types of music.
Yeah.
So I think that's a very fair statement.
Right. Yesterday, court papers released on the divorce proceedings with she and her husband, Gavin Rossdale. Apparently, it's all been settled. There is an unequal split of the couple's assets that was part of it. See, I even hesitate to talk about this stuff because I don't think it's anybody's business what happened to them. They were married for 13 years, okay. They live in a 50-50 state, but they agreed to a less than 50% of everything sort of split because I think she's worth more.
A lot more.
Yeah.
A lot.
I don't know that much about him. What's his story?
He was the lead singer of a band called Bush. They had a few hits in the 90s, and then that was it. And then she took off. Actually, they met because No Doubt was Bush's opening act back in the day. And that's how they met. So, and then she became a global superstar, and he just didn't.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. Now, she's not on with Adam Levine. She's not on that same show, is she?
She's on The Voice, yes. This season, she's not on this cycle, but she'll be back again.
I got it. All right, speaking of The Voice, Adam Levine in the musical news. Apparently, he and his wife, who is a Victoria's Secret model named Beate Prinsloo, is that how you pronounce it?
That is true, yep.
Yeah, expecting their first child, baby girl. How old is the guy is he? Is he, what, 30?
I think he's
something
like 34.
Is he? Okay. So the baby's due in September.
I feel bad for her. The way this got out was because people were spying on her. She was shopping with a fellow Victoria's Secret model, and she bypassed the boys' clothes and went to the girls', and so that's how everybody knows it's a girl.
Oh, come on.
No privacy. I know. It's terrible.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm dead serious.
Oh, my God.
Yep, paparazzi got a snap of it.
Yeah, okay. Let's snap right back at him. I have also confessed to liking Maroon 5.
Yeah.
I don't know that I paid. He's there, and the important part, I guess, of it, but there's some about their music that's pretty appealing, too. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's this special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match, good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
Just the other night, as I gazed up into the sky, I saw a shooting star. In that moment, I made a wish that Geico would be available 24/7 by phone, on the web, or with the Geico app. After that, I realized my wish had already come true. So basically, I had just wasted a perfectly good wish. Then I started to think about dolphins and felt better right away.
Geico. Anywhere, anytime.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Future returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Work
on the program. Well, help yourself. Work on it if you like. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. The European Union has filed antitrust charges against Google because Google is abusing the power of its Android system. All right, so what's the problem? Google apparently requires all Android makers and the carriers to pre-install the Google apps, you know, like Maps and Search. I find these very helpful, frankly. But there are rival app developers who are complaining they're getting shut out before consumers even know they have a choice. I didn't know I had a choice. I didn't even know there were other map apps. Are there?
Right.
Who is making other map apps?
Yeah, the map app that comes on the iPhone I think it's whatever the Apple map is that comes installed on the iPhone. I find that to be way better than the Google Map app. Right. Yeah.
So the Google is an Android, and the Apple has its own thing on its Apple systems. So there's
companies,
except that Google, the droids, they compete for sales with Apple, but not for content. Am I safe there?
It is interesting. I'm going to let you in on a little personal secret. It is interesting how the pre-installed apps do. I mean, they just do so much better because people are more exploring with their phones. But for a while, when the phones were getting really popular and smartphones were everywhere, the pre-installed apps got a huge bump, and it was hard for other apps to compete. And I can speak personally to this, you guys, because we used to have a mole at the Verizon store who would install. I work for a company called CRN during the day, and it would install this guy after everybody would buy a phone. He would pre-install the CRN app into their phones.
Nice.
Guerrilla marketing. It was awesome. It gave us a bump for a long while until he left that Verizon. It's just funny how something like that, people just keep your stuff installed in their phone. They don't question it. It's just there. And, you know, maybe now that people are more educated with how it works, though.
That just happened to me. I just got an Apple Watch, and there are apps that are installed on my Apple Watch that I don't want, but I can't get rid of them. So it's a thing. Yeah.
Huh. I got Meredith an Apple Watch for her birthday last year, and I haven't heard her complain about anything except
I love it.
Charge fast. Other than that, you seem to be able to use it for a lot of different things. So Android is the heart of Google's mobile business. So if the people in Europe force them to change what they do, won't it hurt its mobile business in Europe? All right, speaking of thinking and not thinking, Johnny Manziel, that's how you pronounce his name, right?
Yes.
The football player who I remember was on the plane with him when I flew from Dallas to Cleveland, a couple of months ago. I didn't know who he was, but I remember that day or the next day there was a whole brouhaha about him and his agent fired him because he's a drunken bum.
Well, he was in Dallas because the rumor was he was having secret talks with the Cowboys, who were at one point considering taking him. So you were really right there at the right time.
All right, so he went to Coachella this past weekend and was pretty much drunk through the whole thing. So his new agent has fired him. And let's see, this guy's name is Drew Rosenhaus. Said that Manziel had to enter a facility to get treatment for his substance abuse issues. He responded by going to Coachella and getting drunk.
Right.
So I guess that's the answer.
This guy is not ready to stop having fun yet. He's got all the talent
in the world. Why is that fun?
All
why
the
is
opportunity
that a
in the world.
He
wants to be a party
fun.
Guy. He wants to not miss the party, Dougie.
Really? What's the party? I have a party every day here on the program, and I'm not drunk. I'm drunk with
you're
knowledge.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. I was giving you the benefit of the doubt that you were just sipping on the cooking sherry, but okay.
There's
vodka tossed in with the Super Beats.
Right. Okay. There is a bit of a problem, it appears, still with transgender adults and children. This is a pretty controversial topic these days. Yesterday, a federal appeals court ruled that the Virginia public schools need to let these kids who have... the thing here is I don't... When do they become transgender? The person that brought this forth was Gavin Grimm, 16 years of age, had to use either girls' toilets or gender-neutral stall. His high school said this after his parents complained. So then the school takes it to the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, and they say that this is sexual discrimination. Mm. So the people who are in Virginia and North Carolina, because North Carolina passed a law making people that have this issue, if that's what it is, use bathrooms based on their biological sex, not what's happened to them after they had their sexuality changed.
Why can't you eliminate urinals in men's rooms and just everyone has stalls?
It's the same, yeah.
And then everyone has
privacy. Family.
Right.
They have family bathrooms. I go into the ladies' room. If the men's room's locked, I go into the other day.
Most guys do.
I was in a Walmart or no, I'm sorry, Walgreens. I went in to get something in the drugstore, and I needed to go to the bathroom, so I went down the hall. Men's room was closed, so I went to the women's room.
It was just a one hole digger, though. It wasn't like one with stalls, right?
No, it was just a one hole.
But yeah, okay.
The door, yeah,
well,
right.
That's fine. I think people do that pretty often.
Well, you wouldn't go in with a stall now.
No, you. I was thinking, you sound so cavalier. I thought maybe you walked in with your stalls.
He's like, I just went to the ladies' room.
Give me a break. What universe are we in that we're talking about this?
Yeah,
and
crazy
truly,
universe.
In
crazy.
Public,
yeah,
if your crazy. Makeup's good enough, no one's going to question you.
All right, here's another one. A former Rhode Island firefighter who claimed that his colleagues discriminated against her because of her sexual orientation and her gender was awarded $800,000. Lori Franchina filed a civil rights lawsuit in the U.S. District Court of Rhode Island against the City of Providence, the Firefighters Union, and members. She is a lesbian. The lawsuit states that her male colleagues subjected her to such intense, constant, and prolific mistreatment that she eventually was left in multiple situations in which her safety was compromised. This lady was described as having post-traumatic stress disorder. She claimed her multiple, she went to her superiors any number of times, and the union said we need to have swift and severe retaliation against her. She was a lieutenant at the time. She was very good at her job, said the chief, but you know, the rules didn't apply. They didn't protect her. And so it was very obvious. This case took very little time. The lawsuit was filed a couple of years ago, but it just went to court. She began working for the fire department in 2002. She began having problems in 2005. The acting lieutenant named her Frangina, which obviously refers to her genitalia. And so a lot of incidents when they're out working, they were on a job, and the other firefighters would make fun of her. Now, this is a woman who is this guy. There was a guy who was more of a bully than anybody else. He used to pinch her and yell about her being his lesbian lover. I mean, stuff like that, that they had documentation on. I don't get what it is that people are. If you are so insecure in your own sexuality, go see a shrink, for God's sakes. Why would somebody want to take advantage? What difference does it make whether she's a lesbian or she's not? She's good at her job, and that's one of the things that I think impacted this more than anything else.
Yeah.
A lot of these guys who are under her, who couldn't physically stand up to her or mentally stand up to her. She was better physically and otherwise at the job, was a good organizer, a good leader. There are a lot of people on the department that really liked her and supported her. That's why this case was as easy for her to win as it was. She's suffering from the depression, daily therapy she had to go through, but she stayed on the job. And then, you know, things got worse and worse and worse. It's just the ignorance of this. It's interesting that the city in the suit said that she was the problem. She was abrasive and arrogant, so they said. Now, that sounds like some, white guy who doesn't like smart women. That's what that sounds like to me. She didn't get along with her supervisors, subordinates, and fellow firefighters. Then how did she get to be a lieutenant? How'd she go up the chain of command? Hello?
Right. And how'd she get so much praise from other people that she works with?
Right. Yeah.
I'd be interested to know. I mean, obviously, no one wants to be physically in danger. I'd be interested to know just how much of the lawsuit was words and how much of it was real physical action. Not that words aren't powerful, because I acknowledge that they are, but we know what the culture is with firefighters. We know what the culture is with clubs of people. There are, you know, there's a lot of ribbing that goes back and forth, and so I'd be curious to know what the line there is. If you know, how much of it was physical, how much of it was verbal.
Good question, Jennifer. In a moment, fathers who do the dishes and their impact on their daughter's future. This you're going to find very interesting in a moment. It's quarter of the hour, 45 after on Good Day. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have bags under your eyes, if your eyes are puffy every morning when you wake up, you have lines around your eyes, you just don't like the way you look, then call this number now, 800-543-9262, and order Genucel. Genucel is the product from Plant Stem Cell Technology that will treat your eyes and around your eyes to a feast of loveliness. Yes, 800-543-9262. Get you the look that you want almost overnight. The puffiness around your eyes will be gone. The crow's feet, small lines, will disappear when you call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel. You'll be like lots of listeners who send me email to say, thank you, I didn't know this would really work. Of course it works. That's why I'm telling you to call 800-543-9262 and get rid of those bags and the puffiness around your eyes.
In the news, viral bombs exploding all around you as you wash your hands. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. No question, Dyson Airblade hand dryers work. They are powerful machines. A new study says they're so powerful they hurl bombs of viruses and bacteria around the washroom. This means what exactly? Remember, when you flush, there's already a splash factor bug-wise. Yuck. Yeah, right. Yuck. Here's the thing. We're all still alive despite using public restrooms daily. So when you see these kind of headlines, remember, most of the time, they're clickbait. DCOC advice, the best way to avoid cooties while using a restroom is wash your hands in hot water with soap and dry them with paper towels. Don't forget the back of your hands, between your fingers, and underneath your nails. And please, don't shortchange the wash. At least 20 seconds. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Catch my latest podcast on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
What's your gym membership costing you? Do you even use it anymore? If you're looking to save some money and still stay in great shape, then here's a great offer from Total Gym. I have one. I use it every day. It's easy to set up. There's no weights to move around. I work out in 15 minutes a day, and I stay in great shape. And the best part is I don't have to leave my home to get a full intensive workout. So my friends at Total Gym want to make it real easy for you to get started. Pick up your cell phone right now, and you can try Total Gym risk-free for 30 days for just $49.95. And shipping is free. Save yourself some money while you stay in great shape. Ditch your gym membership. Order a Total Gym risk-free. You don't like it? Return it in 30 days. Call 800-460-1140. 800-460-1140. 800-460-1140. 800-460-1140.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Revel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save it responsibly.
Parents, attention, please.
Yes.
Especially fathers who equally divide the drudgery of household chores with their wives tend to have daughters who say, quote, when I grow up, I'm going to be yada, yada, yada. In other words, this is a very important, impactful way to ensure the success of your daughter, seeing you share with your wife. A mom... there's a lot of families now where there's a lot of equal time, 40 hours for the mom, 40 hours for the dad when it comes to working, and some fathers go home and do nothing. The mother cooks the meals, cleans up after, does the housework, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But if the father is smart enough to handle domestic duties, the daughters, in this circumstance, of parents who share housework, more likely to tell the researchers they wanted to be like a police officer, doctor, an accountant, or a scientist. So this study concludes that parents' domestic actions speak louder than words. All right.
That's interesting.
Insight.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right, gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years.
Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My shiny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
At the moment, Pauline Frommer, who is, along with her father, famous for helping people travel. Frommers.com, the Frommers travel guide, been so famous for so many decades. We'll talk with Pauline about some of the experiences she's had and what advice she has in a matter of moments here for your traveling convenience.
Going on now at Guitar Center, it's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Start your song with an Epiphone electric or acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Strike a chord with a D'Addario 3-pack of strings for $9. Or plug in and play with instrument or mic cables. Buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
55 past the hour here on Good Day. Pauline Frommer from the Frommer Travel Guides. What I want to underscore is that the 100 guides that have been done by the Frommers over the years are extraordinary. You can't really travel, make plans without using these guides. So you can check them out at frommers.com. So,
thank you, Doug.
You're welcome. So this week, we always try to highlight whatever was big. You were traveling in Florida, and you found something pretty unusual that people ought to know about. What's the story?
I was traveling in a part of Florida that people on the East Coast don't know well, but the South know very well. It's called South Walton. And if you ever saw the movie The Truman Show, you've seen this place. It's this 26-mile-long stretch of bright white sand because it's pure quartz. So it's some of the whitest sand you've ever seen. 40% of it has been kept in nature preserves, so much less developed than the rest of Florida. And along these 26 miles, they've built 13 communities and done it in a very intentional way, which kind of gives you this feeling of traveling to different countries in each community. Like there's one called Rosemary Beach that was all done in Tudor style. So suddenly you're in merry old England. And then another community, and these are all places where you can rent houses. They're not gated communities. They're places with shops and restaurants. Another community looks like it's from Morocco. And the third one was the set. It wasn't built to be the set, but it was the background for the Truman Show. So it's this idyllic-looking place with wide porches, with houses right next to one another, so people sit on those porches and drink their cocktails in the evening and chat with their neighbors. And it's a place that has drawn artists. It has these incredible inland coastal lakes. It's just a very, very different slice of Florida that caught me totally by surprise.
Yeah, I find myself, when it comes to Florida, nonplussed most of the time, but there are places I like. I know South Walton you're talking about. I also like Del Rey. They've done a fascinating job. I had dinner once a couple of months ago on a restaurant right next to the train tracks. Have you been into downtown Del Rey? How they rebuilt that whole area, and you can everything rumbled. It was a great restaurant. We were eating outside with a couple of friends, and these trains pouring through. It's really a bizarre experience. But there are a lot of places in Florida that are kind of like that. A lot of places you can forget about, but some of them are kind of cool. All right, let's talk about the Marriott chain saying they're going to give you a 10% discount if you book directly with them. This is kind of a slap in the face to all of the sites that are interested, hotels.com, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So Marriott's tired of those deals, are they?
Well, they have to give up 20% of their price to the third-party sites when people book through them. So they're trying to get people to book direct. But those 10% discounts don't necessarily stick. Days after they announced them, we looked on the third-party sites, and they were still offering lower prices through them if you booked and paid in advance. So take it with a grain of salt.
Wasn't the Marriott responsible for that hoopla in Nashville? Wasn't that the Nashville Marriott?
It was.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I think I've pushed the Marriott out of my mind. Okay, Pauline, thank you. Pauline Frommer from the Frommer Travel Guide.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first-ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book.
Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.